longer, she still loved the look of them, gnarled and knotted, but lined up like old soldiers on the bluff. The road climbed as the land narrowed, with the water creeping in on both sides. Sea and sound, both moody, often bleak, nibbled away at the shores with a perpetual hunger. The crooked spit of land rose, its topmost point humped like an arthritic knuckle and graced by the old Victorian house that looked over sea and land. Beyond it, where the ground tumbled down again toward the water, was the white spear of the lighthouse that guarded the coast. The house had been her refuge and her joy as a child, because of the woman who lived in it. Amelia Jones had bucked the Jones tradition and had lived as she chose, said what she thought, and had always, always had a place in her heart for her two grandchildren. Miranda had adored her. The only true grief she'd ever known was when Amelia had died, with no fuss or warning, in her sleep 8 winters before. She'd left the house, the tidy portfolio she'd cleverly put together over the years, and her art collection to Miranda and her brother. To her son, Miranda's father, she left her wishes that he be half the man she'd hoped before they met again. To her daughter-in-law, she left a strand of pearls, because they were the only thing she could think of that Elizabeth had ever fully approved of. It had been so like her, Miranda thought now, those pithy little comments